Our scripture this morning is John 12, 20 through 33. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. "Sir," they said, "we would like to see Jesus." Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Now I get to turn everything over to our fearless leader.
Hallelujah, we can be fearless because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of a sound mind. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So this morning, did you hear that? Jesus said, "I have to be lifted up." And he was talking about what was going to happen on the cross. "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me." Guess what song my wife has been singing for days this week? I've heard it in the bathroom. I've heard it in the living room. I've heard it in the kitchen. The chorus, "If I be lifted up." How many of you know that one? Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, "If I be lifted up from the cross, I will draw men unto me." Try it again. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me." Amen? Amen. Now, I want you to really understand, because he took a long time in this scripture to lay out some things that were going to happen. He told us what the purpose was, and I want us now to relate that back to the fact that we are supposed to be following our Lord. So the same thing that happened to him needs to happen to us, all right? So let's get started this morning by talking about the fact that he started off with a man coming unto him. It's getting time for the Passover. It's getting close to the time that Jesus is actually going to fulfill all that he was sent to do. What was Jesus sent to do? To be the Passover lamb for you and I. You see, the whole concept of the Passover was laid out so that they could understand that this had to happen for them once and for all with the perfect sacrifice. Jesus is our Passover lamb, and that did the end to the sacrifices. Amen?
Amen.
The one and only perfect, sinless Lord Jesus. Now, as they're talking, he starts in with this story.
And I thought, what a wonderful time for us to look at this scripture. How many of you have planted seeds? Okay. All right. Why? So you're going to be ready for when it is time to put them into the ground outside. You're getting ready. Jesus was saying, I've been here, I've been ministering for 3 years, I've been getting ready to actually die. Did you ever think about it? Can you imagine a seed trying to talk you out of planting it? And yet his disciples were there saying, Jesus, don't do this. Don't be the seed that has to die. So I'm sorry, I know my mind just works really strange, but I'm hearing this conversation between the seed and the person that's trying to plant it into the ground, and it's holding on to the finger, and it's refusing to let go. But that's not where Jesus was. Jesus said, this is why I came. I came to give my life. My life, to be the Passover lamb. And that's what he's trying to do. He said, you know, okay, if you keep seeds in your... How many of you have ever found a packet that you had left over from last year? Or 2 years ago, or we won't go any further. You know, I have. I've been there. But did they do any good in that package? No. And Jesus said, it is time for me to plant my life in the earth so that something else can come. Without us dying, just as Jesus died, we will never take on the image of Christ that we are supposed to take on. I want to ask you all something. Last couple of weeks I've been saying to you, you are the light of the world because Jesus gave us that light and is now within us, and we have to let that light shine before men so that they will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. How many of you can think of one thing that you knowingly did this week that you felt you were shining the light? Okay, I just wanted you to think about it. We need to start finding ways to shine that light. I'll tell you, I ran into a lady. My wife and I were going to Giant Eagle because they fill lisinopril prescriptions for free. Okay, so you know me, love those bargains, free, you can't beat that. So I'm driving down to Giant Eagle to take in my prescription for lisinopril. And as we go in, this lady comes out, she's got this beautiful smile on, and it's, you know, it was raining that day, and she says, oh, I thought we were going to get snow. And Lana and I both said, bite your tongue, it's springtime. But she was laughing the whole time. And she went on and she let us know that the Lord lived within her. She just was shining. Now, guys, I know some of us, that's not our normal nature. But, guys, we don't have to be our normal nature anymore because we're letting Christ live in us.
Amen.
So we can step outside of our comfort zone and take on a new life that we've been given in Jesus Christ. And I want us to remember that that is our every moment task. If we need to have this conversation with the seed, recognizing you're the seed, have the conversation. I don't do any good until I die. I have to die so that something can grow forth and bear fruit. Bear fruit. Guys, our bearing fruit is letting the light shine in the earth. Now, when you let your light shine, guess what happens? People start getting changed. We may not see all of that change. Remember, we're told that some person's going to have to till the ground, someone's going to have to water it, someone's going to, you know, have to plant it and water it, and so forth. So, what are we doing? We're planting our seed into the ground and letting Christ grow out of us. This morning, I just want us to really zero in on that fact. And for me, that word picture was one that really, you know, I do have these strange things, and I know that. But find something that is a word picture for you, something that's going to really bring to your mind the whole concept of, have you ever sprouted the beans and see the bean sprouts come out? And isn't it neat how weird they look? I love the as they stick out that little tentacle it's really neat to see how they grow. I know now it doesn't do any good if I don't put that in the ground. Okay? So I'm aware of that. But for me, it was just, okay, Pastor, do you remember to let your light shine? Pastor, do you remember that you have to die? Paul said he had to get up and crucify himself daily. How many of us have to do it more than once a day? You know, I've found many times that I'm doing a lot of crucifying because I keep stumbling over my comfort zone. Yes, Johnny?
Pastor Robert, sometimes when we plant that seed, we got to find out who's planting. Sometimes the seeds may not come out right.
Well, Jesus gave us another parable, Johnny, remember? The parable of the some of the seeds landed in the good ground, and those will grow and produce fruit a hundredfold. Now, then there's the wayside, the path, the birds, it's trampled, the weeds. You're right. But that's not our problem. Our problem is to plant seeds. Our problem is to start shining forth and just let God take the seeds that are in the good soil. And what's amazing is, I want you to think for a moment, soil that is bad can be fixed. What do? You have to compost it. You have to add whatever nutrients are missing to that soil. You can take a sandy soil, and here's an example of it. My brother-in-law, John Kaminga, in Florida, built a pen around his citrus trees, and he put his chickens in there. Florida has very sandy soil, very sandy soil, okay? I don't care where you go in Florida, there's sandy soil. Now, those chickens were there for several years, and do you know that at the end of, I think it was 7 or 8 years, when he took his shovel and he dug down in there, the soil was perfectly black, 6 inches down into the soil.
Wow.
Soil can be fixed. So, sometimes God says we need to take the rocks out. Sometimes God says, I've got to add some things to that soil. That's part of our job. That's what Jesus was doing. He came to the earth to say, look, guys, you all are living in bondage. You're out of fellowship with God. I have the answer. Come to me, and I will be lifted up, and all men I will draw unto God the Father. That's what he did on the cross. He was saying, I had to be lifted up on that cross to die so that he could win the victory. And that's what you and I are challenged to learn to live in. To learn to walk in his victory, to claim his promises, to be a part of his kingdom on the earth. So I'm going to stop this morning right there because I think that's just a good place for us to stop. Think about that we have to be planted into the earth. We have to change, no longer be just a seed, but we have to grow just as Jesus and do the same thing he did. Minister, serve, love. That's our job. Amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the cleansing blood of the Lamb. We thank you that your Son said, yes, I have come for this and it is my time. My hour is here. I must be crucified. I must die to raise up victoriously, to bring victory to the world and to bring back that close walk with our Lord. So Lord, thank you. Guide us. In Jesus' name, amen.